highly anticipated every week that we have for you on the Morning Team show, ahead of a National Football League weekend, ahead of college football, we can say now, that Pat Johnston takes over and offers up this.
It's now time for some of the most flawed and pain-inducing two-plus minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW's Morning Team Show. Heading into last week, I slipped down to the 500 mark. I did better last week, right?
Here we go!
Oh, yeah!
Give me Michigan over Minnesota 26-23.
He's running right. He's going to try to get in on his own, and he does! Joe Milton! Touchdown, Michigan!
Great job!
Give me MSU over Rutgers 30-17.
One bobbled, muffed.
He got
it. The punt was muffed, and Rutgers recovers.
Unbelievable.
Give me the Falcons over the Lions 31-24.
Hesitates, throws, touchdown, Lions! And TJ Hockenson!
Oh, Art Lewis, you are correct. Oh, no. That marks three straight weeks of me going 1-2, and 2 weeks in a row of your Detroit Lions proving me wrong. My overall record falls below 500 for the first time this year at 10-11, so it's time that we do better as we go into this Halloween weekend. What kind of devilish picks do I have for you? Let's find out. It's another installment for the fight over the Paul Bunyan Trophy. The non-khaki-wearing Jim Harbaugh and his new and improved number 14 Michigan Wolverines host their in-state rivals, the Michigan State Spartans, this Saturday, with coverage beginning at 11 a.m. on 790 News Radio WSGW. Kickoff is at noon. Hey, I'm just happy we're getting this game since there was a time I didn't think we would. Maize and Blues fans are suddenly feeling a bit optimistic about the season after watching the Josh Gattis speed and space offense finally come to fruition with quarterback Joe Milton. That offense has nothing but speed, speed, and more speed. And now opposing defenses have to account for Milton's running ability too, combined with his rocket of an arm. Meanwhile, in East Lansing, the season couldn't begin any worse for new head coach Mel Tucker, as the Spartans gave Rutgers its first conference win since 2017. Now they get to face an opportunistic Wolverines defense, while Michigan's offense is licking its chops at the prospect of facing that Spartans defense. And by the way, Harbaugh is looking for his third straight win over MSU, and guess what? It'll happen big time. Give me Michigan over Michigan State 42-10. Sticking with the Big Ten, the number 3 Ohio State Buckeyes visit Happy Valley and the number 18 Penn State Nittany Lions. If Penn State had their best linebacker and best running back and a ruckus Beaver Stadium crowd, they'd have a chance to snap Ohio State's 16-game conference winning streak. But they don't, so they won't. Give me Ohio State over Penn State 34-24. And finally, your never-say-die Detroit Lions are back home after last week's improbable win to host a tough Indianapolis Colts team at Ford Field this Sunday. Kickoff is 1 p.m. The Colts go into the contest as the favorites, and that's mostly due to their fantastic defense, which ranks second in the league in average yards allowed, third against the run, and fourth in points allowed. Ugh, that means it'll be tough sledding for that Lions offense, an offense that hasn't exactly been running on all cylinders this year. If the Colts do stuff Detroit's running attack, Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford must find Kenny Golladay and TJ Hockenson in the passing game to score some points. Now, the good news for the Lions defense, which has played better since the bye week, is they will have some success slowing down Phillip Rivers and that struggling Colts offense. The Lions are going for their third win in a row, is that right? But all of their victories this year happened on the road. The Lions have not won at home since defeating the Giants back in October 27th of last year. Once again, prove me wrong, Lions. Give me the Colts over the Lions 20-16. So I've got Michigan over Michigan State, Ohio State over Penn State, and the Colts over your Lions. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
Really? I mean, if you did chosen the Lions the last couple of weeks, you'd have been perfect.
Well, better.
Yeah, well, better.
Not perfect.
Well, I kind of like that. You pick them to lose, so
likely to win. Maybe you don't want me to pick them to win, right?
That's the winning formula.
Good luck.
And that's 2 weeks in a row that Art Lewis has made an appearance in the past.
Yes, perfect. I noticed that. I also noticed, though, in order to get back above 500, you've picked some easy games.
I had to pick the Michigan-Michigan State game.
So
The Michigan game is, I think, a shoe-in. I agree with you. I think the Ohio State game's a shoe-in. Yep. And you'll lose the Lions again.
Ooh, we'll find out. Did I also hear you say, and I did not notice this, non-khaki-wearing Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did not wear khakis
last
week.
What's he wearing?
No. He wore these blue pants. It was abnormal for Jim Harbaugh.
And the TV crew spent a lot of time talking about it.
They did. They even broke in. Their sideline reporter thought she had something important to report on, and she said, I just have to tell everybody, Jim Harbaugh is not wearing khakis. Like, oh, my, he's not. That's right.
And his shoes.
And his shoes weren't spiked.
They were black. I don't know, boots or something.
Yeah, they look like boots, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, don't discount the world of fashion when it comes to football.